and you're listening to the Texas Standard. Well, you may not realize it yet, but if you've been thinking about buying an electric car, the Texas legislature just slipped $2,500 into your pocket. However, there's a catch. You knew it was coming, right? And for some of you, this may be a big one. See, back in 2015, the Texas legislature allowed a $2,500 electric car incentive to expire, but now it's back. Add to that federal incentives, and you could be a whole lot closer to an electric car than you might imagine. Unless the car you have in mind is one of the most desired electric vehicles on the road today. Joining us now from Ann Arbor, Micheline Maynard. She's a reporter who's covered the automobile industry for the likes of Forbes and the New York Times, among others. Mickey, welcome back to the Standard.
Thanks so much for having me.
Before we get to the exceptional exception here among electric cars, let's talk about the money that's on the table, these incentives. $2,500 again from Texas. What about the federal incentive?
Well, there's also a federal incentive. So this could be very attractive for people in Texas who are considering getting an electric vehicle. Now, the choices are kind of slim. You've got the Nissan Leaf, you've got the Chevrolet Bolt, and in most places, you would be able to get a Tesla.
In most places, but not in Texas?
No, and not in Michigan either, which is very interesting.
Oh.
So for a couple of sessions of the Texas legislature, Tesla has tried to change the state law, which bars car companies from selling directly to consumers.
Mm-hmm.
And it now has failed twice. And seems like the Texas legislature is sending a very loud signal to Tesla that you're going to have to do business our way or you're not going to be able to sell cars in Texas.
Isn't that fact? I mean, you think Elon Musk can build his own car company, his own solar company. He can send rockets into space, artificial intelligence, but he can't set up a dealership in Texas. Why not? What is it about these franchise laws that make it so difficult to get a Tesla here?
Well, one of the cynics that I read said that really this is all about Texas versus California, and there's no one more California than Elon Musk, even though he wasn't born there. But I think the bigger issue is you have 1,300 franchised car dealers in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of car dealers. That's as many car dealers as Toyota has in all the United States.
Wow.
Those car dealers are very, very important lobbying force in Austin. They're very important in the communities. And they would make the argument that, hey, we've invested $1 million or more per franchise. We employ all these people.
Mm-hmm.
This is the law. He should follow our law.
It's funny because I'm trying to think of a parallel somewhere else in the retail universe. I mean, it's sort of like a law that would say that you would have to buy a laptop computer from some designated retailer, right? Like Best Buy or something.
I would argue that there's a parallel right there in Austin with what happened with Uber and Lyft. I mean, you had the established taxi industry that saw some competition come in and moved really quickly to swat down that competition. And now, as we know, there's been a change. So it may not be forever. Elon Musk may figure out a way to sell vehicles in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I keep thinking he ought to partner with an established dealership brand at some point. But if he really wants the Texas market, which is a huge market, he may have to do something. General Motors employs 4,000 people in Arlington, Texas,
mm-hmm.
and General Motors just came out with an electric vehicle. So General Motors, who's a very important part of the Texas economy, will get a benefit from this. And Elon Musk, who, as people pointed out, doesn't build any cars in Texas, is not going to get the benefit from this.
I don't have an electric car, Mickey, but I've driven one, and they're incredibly fun. The torque and the linear power is addictive. But despite all the hype and the promises and the performance, still, these are considered novelties, electric cars, for the most part. When do you think that we're going to get beyond incentives and this is going to become a real mainstream option for more Texans?
Well, I think two things. First of all, gas prices have everything to do with it. Right now, the folks who own electric vehicles generally live in areas with high gas prices or are what they call early intenders, which is the first people that want to own the technology. The second thing I think is millennials are looking at transportation in a much different way than did Gen X, did the boomers, did our, the grandparents of the boomers. And I think as you get more younger people into the vehicle market, they don't necessarily just want what their parents and grandparents had. They are open to this kind of technology. And especially as you have charging stations available and there's a place to give your car a little zap.
Yeah, infrastructure. Veteran automotive journalist Micheline Maynard. Mickey, thanks so much for taking some time to speak with us on the Texas Standard.
It's my pleasure. Hey, everybody in Texas.